This week's episode of Choose Don't Excuse is sponsored by Muscle Donut. Muscle Donuts are gluten-free, baked, never fried, hand-dipped, and packed with 10 grams of protein. That's right, 10 grams of protein. We absolutely love them. In fact, it is one of Judy's absolutely favorite treats. If you enjoy living a healthy lifestyle, but donuts are your weakness, check out themuscledonut.com.
Aloha
and Happy New Year! And welcome to another episode of Choose Don't Excuse. Man, it has been a phenomenal Christmas and holiday season, and I can't believe it's New Year's Day.
Already.
Wow, where did 2019 go? Mm-hmm. So
it flew by. Isn't that how it always is every year, though? You sit there and you look at, like, okay, Christmas happened, New Year's happened, and you're thinking, man, you know, this is going to happen. Let's just say you're planning out, like, spring or summer, and you're looking ahead, and you think it's so far away, and all of a sudden, it's right there. Like, I just...
Yeah, it's just like...
Like, summer, honestly, summer... Half of the year usually comes so fast.
Right.
And then, yeah. I don't know why that happens. But it just teaches us that, you know, every day is a blessing. So we should always cherish every single day as best we can.
Yeah.
Even through the hard times.
So. Every day is a blessing. And every day we need to live as intentionally as possible. And by the way, my name is Jody Cedric.
And I'm Judy.
And every week we get together to explore the power of choice in your life. And I think a lot of us, especially at the new year time, season, we start thinking about how we can look at our lives and how we can do better. It seems like there's just something very purposeful about having January 1st, New Year's Eve. And you hear a lot about resolutions. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about 2020 vision. And so, you know, this has really been, I think, not only on our mind, but everybody's mind is, how can we make 2020 absolutely epic? How can we make it the best year of our life thus far? And I really think it comes down to more than just setting goals. It comes down to more than just setting resolutions.
Right. And well, and I think of, like, every year it's almost like it's that. Even if it's not 2020, 2019, 2018, or even 2021, if you think about it, it's not like, I don't know. I guess what I'm thinking is it's not always, this has to be the best year. I just think it's always, you probably want it to be a different year than you've had. Maybe there's some things that you've experienced through your the previous year that you're like, okay, I want to change that. Or was a great year. Let's just say it was a great year. And then, but doesn't mean that it can't be better. And the thing about it is, I think that I have so many thoughts on this. And one of them is that I find that, and this happens with my clients and just even friends, but my clients are my friends, and their perspective on things. So because I work in health and fitness and I train clients, I'll hear from them. It's like, okay, well, you know, I kind of, you know, fell off the bandwagon because of the holidays. And I said, you didn't fall off. This was intentional. You expected that you knew that holiday foods would be coming and you probably wouldn't be able to get all your workouts in or whatever the case might be because you have family coming in, you're vacationing, those, all these things. But that's just life. That's just what happens. But what I hear is because they feel like they fell off the wagon, they are restarting. And I think that's one thing that I think we should talk about is that if you're not starting. The thing is if you're living your life right now, you're not starting from ground zero. You ever. Like, the only way you're starting from ground zero, and I almost think that maybe you're not still, is if you were a newborn. And the reason why I say that is because you have something to build upon. As an adult, even if you're a kid listening to this, as a youth or whatever, or however age you are building upon a foundation that you already have. Now, let's just say your foundation is a little rocky and that's not where you really want to be. But that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. You're building from experience. And I don't care if you're, you know, 50 years old or 5 years old, you have experience. And so from there, you're building upon that. So the connotation or the negative thought process that I hear is, well, I've got to restart. And that perspective, I know, at least for the people that I work with, tend to sometimes be like, well, I've got to go back to where I started from. And I thought, don't think like that. Like, think of it as building from where you're at. So, for instance, okay, for me, I'm like talking, sorry, I've got this.
No, this is actually a great discussion.
But, okay, so for me, I took a break from lifting heavy and did the 6 weeks of the work, which, by the way, was an incredible
six weeks
of challenging workouts, and it worked my body differently. And it's okay to change it, change doing things the way you've always been doing it. You can change because, well, for physically, you don't want to ever adapt anyways, because that, you know, then you plateau. But that's another topic. But anyway, so I changed my workouts. I wasn't lifting heavy. So then when I went back to lifting heavy this past week or two, I think it's been a couple weeks, because you're lifting heavy now, I realized like, oh, wow, I'm not lifting where I was at. And that's okay. That's okay if you're not lifting where you're at. And that's not, and I'm okay with that because I know that I'll build that strength back up in no time. It won't take me very long. And I know that. And the thing is that I gained actually a lot of knowledge and different strength through the other workouts that I was doing. It's just doing something different. And that's kind of where I feel like I want us to understand and get out of the mindset of, oh, I got to start from scratch. I got to start. You're not starting from scratch. You're not a newborn. So you are starting from experience. You're starting from some knowledge that you have. You're starting, even if you're trying to break a habit, let's just try to say that this year you want to kick, like, say, a smoking habit or something, and you're thinking, well, I'm starting from ground zero. No, you're not. You're starting from experience, from what you had, like what you felt when you're smoking, and maybe now you don't want to. For whatever reason you don't want to, that's what you're building from.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I've actually thought about this a lot, because when I woke up this morning, as we were thinking about this podcast, and I've actually been asking myself this every single day, what makes January 1 different than yesterday? I mean, it's just a different day. And I think we have lots of opportunities every single day to reset. And to your point, we don't ever start from zero, unless, you know, even if I was going to go to med school, I would still have a foundation that I'm already have in place of having already had a bachelor's degree, or even if I was in high school, I would have had some biology and stuff. So you always have some kind of foundation to build on. And I think that is a really important aspect, is that you are just building from where you were yesterday.
Right.
Right. And as you embrace where you were yesterday, and you own both your successes and your flaws, and maybe where you stumbled a bit and you learned from, then you can take those experiences and say, all right, in tomorrow and today and this next week and this next month and this next year, I'm going to build on my foundation, and I'm going to aspire to become this in my life.
Right. No, that's great.
And Rod and I, you know, in our business Zenware, we've actually had a lot of discussions the last 2 weeks and say, all right, this is where we are today. And by the end of 2020 in December, we would like to be here in certain aspects of our business. Now we need to work backwards and say, all right, if we're going to accomplish those goals, what are the things that we need to do, you know, next week, and then in January, and then February, and break it down, deconstruct it, so that we can then set milestones that enable us to check our progress throughout the year.
Yeah, no, and I think that's really important too. I guess but going back to your original question of like, what makes January 1st so pivotal in change when it could be, you know, December 28th, or it could be any day. Why is it January 1st? Yeah. Why do we think like that? And like you just said, like you, with your business, you've got a whole year, you've got a December goal already. You want to make that happen. It's like, why didn't you start this in October thinking of a December goal? Or maybe you already have, but I don't want to belabor this one too long, but I just think that sometimes we're too linear in our thinking and that's why I say there is no ground zero, because in essence, a lot of times it's so negative for that person that they feel like, oh, they're starting from scratch.
Yeah.
It's like, I got to do this all over again. And it's like, no, we just got to build from where you're at. But
had that experience this morning when we were walking out of the gym. You ran into somebody, and you know, this individual said, "Oh yeah, you know, I'm having to start over.
Yeah.
I have to restart." And they were feeling kind of dejected and down on themselves instead of going, "You know what? This is where I'm at. Yes, I've had to make some adjustments in my life because of some family situations, but you know what? I'm going to build upon where I am today and I'm going to move forward,"
right,
instead of looking at it and feeling that it's a negative.
Yeah, and that's the whole point of my thought today, is because I do run into that, and we did run into our friend today, and until I mentioned that to her, like, no, you're actually building upon where you're at right now.
Her mindset totally changed.
Her demeanor, I want to say glow about her,
yes,
changed, and it was brighter. Her spirit about her, it boosted her up. Like, oh yeah, I'm not like, and that, I guess that's the whole thing. So folks, I mean, that's what we're trying to say is think of it in a positive way. If you want to make changes, you're not starting from nothing. You're starting from experience.
Right. And I think that the key to that is, one, having the mindset that I am starting from experience, but I'm also living very intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, life is going to happen. There are going to be situations that totally derail me or trip me up. But if I choose to live with intention and purpose, I can always reset.
Yeah.
I can always go, you know what, this was a bad moment, and I'm going to take this moment, I'm going to learn the things that I need to, and then I'm going to reset this afternoon, or I'm going to reset tomorrow, or I'm going to, you know what, I'm going to lay it all on the table, I'm going to flush it out of my brain as I go to bed. I'm going to get on my knees. I'm going to lay it out on the table for the man upstairs to take care of. And then I'm going to go to bed, and I'm going to rest, and I'm going to rejuvenate my spirit. And then I'm going to wake up the next day, and I'm going to roll out, get on my knees. I'm going to be determined to get up from that moment of meditation or prayer or that quiet time that you have. And then I'm going to make a plan to move forward. Right. And when we start to really own our day, when we own our moments, whether they're good or bad, then it's not about resetting for a year. It's resetting for that day.
I think that's even more bite size. You're able to handle it better when you think of that day rather than thinking, it's probably more daunting to think, okay, I've got an entire year, I've got to do this. Or, you know what I mean? I think it's just handle it a day at a time, handle it a minute at a time. I mean, I like how you said, okay, this night, like, this is all I'm going to do. I'm going to, you know, get on my knees, pray, leave it all on the altar for the Lord to handle, take a rest, and boom, that's like just the minutes. That's it. And then I'm going to rest and sleep on it. And then the next day I'm going to get up, you know, with intention. And I actually had this quote, this affirmation for my team this morning. I set it out there so that they could see it on their app that they use when they track with me. And this is the affirmation, and I love this. This is perfect for the start of the new year. I mean, when we say, why do we start the January 1st? I think that what you said was purposeful. When you say it's purposeful, it is. It's just sometimes it's like, okay, this is where we want to start. Okay, fine. Well, we'll start here. And this is great for this New Year. It says, I choose to think positively and create a wonderful and successful life for myself. I'm going to say that again. And this is the affirmation. I choose to think positively and create a wonderful and successful life for myself. And I want you to think about the words here where it says wonderful and successful. That is going to be defined by what you think is wonderful, what you think is successful, what will make you, and it says, I love the words, create a wonderful and successful life. So it's actually your actions that are going to create this wonderful and successful, whatever you define that to be, life for yourself. And choosing to think, again, is an action, an intentional action upon yourself to think positively. Now, I remember us talking about thinking positive way back in one of our first episodes of our podcast. And
It's titled Is Positivity Overrated?
Yeah.
I think that was actually, we had Devin as a guest.
Yeah,
on that
I think
one.
So. And I think that the part there is we want you to understand, we feel that staying, that having sad thoughts or negative feelings is a normal thing. That's a human thing, okay? Don't get us wrong that we're saying, oh, you can't have any negative thoughts. Well, you're not going to have positive if you don't have negative.
Right.
So you're going to experience that. So that's not the case. The thing is that we want to in our lives so that we can be, what's the word I want to say, like contributors, servants, helpers, and be helpful for ourselves, is that we want to not stay in a negative space the whole time, because that's just not helpful or healthy for yourself. Okay. So choosing to think positively also means choosing to understand and honor the negative, sad times, challenging times that you have, and then realizing that through that, you're going to be able to find the positive from it. And a lot of times that positivity is just through not only grace, but for yourself, but also being grateful for things that you have or able to do. So that's a lot out of that one little quote, that one little affirmation, but it's all action oriented. It's all up to you. You know, everything really is up to you. I mean, even the illnesses that you don't want to have, I mean, or the things that happen that you're not responsible for, meaning like, let's just say you caught a cold, okay? You caught the flu, you know, it's like you've been healthy. You've been doing all you can to keep yourself healthy, but you still catch these viruses. Sometimes that happens. Or let's say you got in an accident and, you know, yeah, you chose to go drive, but you didn't choose for someone to be like, let's just say you got, you know, hit by a drunk driver or something. You didn't choose those things. But even through those challenging times, embrace that, the fact that it happened, but then understand that you can find some good out of it.
Yeah, the thing that, as I'm listening to you, is it really does come down to a choice, right? And I think a lot of us, and I've joked, in fact, I was talking to Neil Legend this week because he did a podcast about what is going to be different in 2019. And he actually called out a lot of his friends that said, I'm going to go get fit. I'm going to the gym and I'm creating a new me. And he's like, what's different than the last 365 days? He goes, you didn't go to the gym one time. What do you think January 1st is going to make any difference in your life? Unless you're willing to make a life change and to live every day with intention and purpose, then you're just talking air. You're just talking dreams and hopes instead of going, you know what, I'm going to own this day and I'm going to really plan it out. And I love, you know, you and I were actually at the gym and we got home and you actually said, you know what, before we get on the podcast, I need to block out my day. so that I can get everything done that I need to on this day. And it really made me recognize how purposeful you have become in trying to make sure that you block out and dedicate time to those things that you absolutely want to accomplish that day. And I think a lot of us, we just kind of move with the wind. We have a hope and a dream of what we'd like to do, but we don't have any plan. We don't have any, you know, intention of acting on those things with a real plan. We're not taking notes and saying, all right, I'm going to do these things and I'm going to outline those three things. Or you're not taking any time and putting it on your calendar and being diligent about shutting the door and dedicating the time to that task. And I think a lot of times we get derailed because we live so fluidly that we don't discipline ourselves. And this is, you know, as much to me than anybody else, because when I get an idea, I want to go act out on it. And one of the things that I'm having to discipline myself is to step back and really plan out what I want to do and set specific steps that will better ensure that I achieve success in that goal.
Well, and I think what that is, it's like the rabbit hole syndrome, right? It's like, okay, this is what I want to do. And this, you start, and then you, like you're saying, I mean, it's with anything. It's with anything in our lives.
Right.
Like what you're saying is if you don't set some kind of plan out and be dedicated to that, you can go down any kind of rabbit hole. We all do that,
Yeah. Especially
when we're scrolling on social media.
You'll get totally derailed.
Right? So, but you can also plan and allot yourself that kind of time to scroll and go down a little rabbit hole. Let's just pretend you say, I want 30 minutes of doing that or whatever. But what you're, I guess, going back to what you're saying about, you know, when you have an idea, you want to just go ahead and start doing it. But what you're saying is that you need to step back and go, one, is this really an idea I really want to pursue? Or two, and two, when can I do this? Because right now I'm in the middle of this.
Well, and your example of social media is a very good one, especially as it relates to business, right? One of the things that I have to make sure that I do when I'm managing our social media for Zenware or for my personal stuff is I have to make sure that when I'm going out and I'm looking for people that have been interacting with me, that I'm actually dedicating certain amount of time that I'm going to respond, comment, you know, engage with people instead of just going, oh, let me check my social media and just start scrolling and just scrolling and scrolling, instead of going there with real purpose and say, all right, for the next 15 minutes, I'm going to go and I'm going to reach out to every single person that has commented on one of my posts or has interacted with it or followed, and so I can go look at their stuff. And so when you start to take an activity that you know potentially could just suck you into, you know, this bright shiny object and that bright shiny object and this rabbit hole, and when you change your mindset to be very disciplined and say, all right, I'm going to do these certain activities there, it makes that more productive and enables you to accomplish the goals that you originally went there for.
Right. No, and I, that's like so perfect for what we're trying to, not trying, what we are working to help others with in 2020 and just in the future. It doesn't have to be just 2020, it can be forever. But the fact that if you are looking to become successful, and I want to use that word successful in kind of carefully, I should say. I want to use it carefully because I don't want you to think success equals money or success. That doesn't only mean that.
Yes.
Success is what you, and I've said this already today in that affirmation, you can create your success in whatever you want to succeed in. I don't know how else to explain that, other than that you have to define what that success is going to be. And our 2020 vision workshop that we're doing is one, not only to help you find, understand yourself, really, that's understand yourself and understand how you work, because really that is key. That is one of the keys. If you understand yourself and how you work and what makes you tick, and you're unorganized or organized, I mean, what you define as unorganized might actually be organized. I mean, you just we're going to help you through this 2020 workshop figure you out so that you can design the successful life that you want.
Yeah.
Succeed in what you want to do.
Yeah. One of the things that has really been an excellent tool for me is I recently took the DISC assessment and had somebody go through it with me. And if you're not familiar with it, basically it sets up, you answer a series of questions, and then it assesses where you naturally lean to, and also when you're under stress, what kind of skills you tend to implement over others. And I am a very strong driver, and I'm a very strong influencer. In fact, I'm 99 out of 100 on one, and I'm 99 out of 100 out of the other. And I'm a 14 in the C. I mean, really, really low.
You need to explain all that.
Anyway, so the driver is the person that wants to be in charge. He wants to, you know, take action. The influencer is the person that wants to rally people around him and get, and you know what? We as a team, we can go accomplish this. The C is a person that is
DISC S.
I know, but I'm going to the C because that's where I'm weakest. The C is where you are very calculated and organized, and I am very weak on that, right? And the S is stable. They're looking for security.
Supporter,
right?
You're the supporter. Yeah, you're someone that likes to help and support others. So the DISC is what he means by DISC.
Right.
Driver. Influence, driver, you're driven to do something. Influencer is the I, or there's another, interactive. Interactive is the other part of that. S is the supporter, and then C is your calculated.
Very calculated. And what's been interesting is, as I've been watching my interaction with people, it's making me realize where they align. And so, for example, I was having a discussion with a gentleman just a week ago, and he asked me, he goes, what are the things that I can do better in 2020 to make it so that we can work better together? And I straight out told him, I have a tendency to be very positive and hopeful, and I jump in and I want to do that. I recognize that you're very calculated and you want to put everything in place. And I go, honestly, a lot of times that is extremely frustrating for me, but I have to recognize that that's your strength, and I have to allow you to go through that process, and we have to meet in the middle, because I can't stay there, because a lot of times you're going around and around and around and around, and there's no action moving, and so you got to meet me in the middle, because I got to allow you that time to do that, but I also have to be able to have us make a decision. And I think understanding your skill set and where your personality lies in helps you be very intentional in your life in every aspect. That could be on your personal relationships or business or whatever. And when you understand where you are strong or weak or driven or, you know, passionate about, it enables you to be more empathetic and more open to other points of view.
Right. Well, and the thing is that we both took it. And that's the nice thing. This comes from Eric Thomas.
Yeah.
The DISC assessment is from Eric Thomas. And I believe we have that application in our 2020 Vision Workshop.
I don't have it in there. I should, because I'm not officially a DISC authorized
person.
Oh,
no. But they can go to that.
We're going
to offer that, like to show them where they can go to see that and explain why that's so critical to use it in our from our workshop. So the thing is that when we both did it, I realized I'm a high I. So that means I'm high on, you know, want to be interactive and influencing and all that. But the interesting thing is I'm even on the scale of being driven, and being a supporter and being calculated. Like I want to say that kind of a healthy balance of those three. And, but that helped me realize like, okay, well, I do want to, develop more of my driven aspect. I want to develop more the other, the supporter and the calculated, you know, I feel pretty balanced there. I'm okay. But I wanted more the driven. So I've been working on that this past 2019. Now I can say past, year. And what's interesting is because Jody is already a driver and he's also an influencer. We started to buck heads. We started to And so that was interesting, but it helped me because I'm thinking, no, I'm going to, it's not so much, I want to say assert myself. I don't have a problem asserting myself. I think it's just in certain aspects of what I do, I might be kind of like, yeah, that's okay. Whatever. I won't, you know, whereas he's more like, no, let's get it done. Let's go. And so I started to develop that. When I start to develop that though, I also started to develop kind of an attitude and we actually came to that over the weekend, realizing that, there's some things that I might want to change a little bit. And so it made us, the thing is the challenges that we might face in bucking heads, I don't look at that as a negative thing. I look at it as like, oh, good. I'm glad that we had this, you know, situation so that we can now work from there and go, okay, I've got to, you know, we both have to work on some things because it takes two to tango, two to communicate. And I'm great with that. I mean, we both feel good about it. And that's the thing about it. Well, I like that it works so that you can empathize and work to communicate better. So for your relationships, it could be friendships, work relationships, you know, family relationships, whatever.
The thing that's really been prevalent in my mind about this is that I think one of the keys to living an intentional, purposeful life is you have to understand who you are. You have to be able to honestly self-assess where you're at and go, you know what? I need to change in these areas. I need to shed in these areas, or I need to gain new skills in these areas. And I think a lot of times we're trying to push towards a goal and we're not willing to do any of those things. We want to stay right where we are instead of going out and going, you know what? If I want to go to the next level, I need to develop some new skills. I need to get some training. I need to go to class or whatever. But we try to go, you know what? And maybe I'm speaking more out of myself because I know like early on, I would never read self-help books. They weren't in me. I was like, oh, I'll figure it out. And that is so arrogant. Right? That was arrogant on my part instead of recognizing that somebody had already gone through things that I've gone through and they were sharing it and I was not willing to receive that lesson because I wasn't honestly self-assessing where I currently am and what I needed to do to change.
Well, and I think that's the driver part. Sometimes a driver can be such a, well, I don't want to say bully, but basically it's like, it's my way or the highway. I don't really care about that. You know, that kind of mentality. But here's the thing is I want to say when you said like there, if you understand your personality or whatever, you might want to shed some things. Yes and no. Okay. I think that with the driver, I think you need to keep that like driven. I'm dedicated to something. I think those are great attributes. But the part that I think that you're saying I had to shed or you had to shed was, you know what? There's other people that have done stuff. So let me look at that.
Shed some of the arrogance.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, right.
And shed some of the pride and go,
exactly.
You know what? I need to change in these areas and be humble enough to receive input from other sources. And step back instead of drive and go, you know, I need to step back and I need to develop a plan with other people and then drive that plan.
Right. Well, and that's the whole part. I think that is important for, and that's why I'm saying I'm working on that driven. And then look what happened. I gained a little attitude. and an attitude isn't bad, but it depends on who you're sharing that attitude with. And how you're sharing that attitude, okay? So, But like what you're saying is you had the arrogance or whatever of that feeling that. And so you're allowing that to like, okay, I've got to let that down a little bit so I can learn and grow myself. But then I believe that when you say arrogance or pride, I think that part of the positive side of being a driven is that you are and you've done this where it's been so much like it's great that you're not so set in your ways that you can't be open to what others say or feel, but you're also set in your ways that you have a standard or a line you won't cross. And that is also important. I wouldn't use arrogance or pride in that context, but like, I mean, I know I've driven certain, there's very few lines that I draw, because I'm pretty open to a lot of things but there are certain things I draw because I know myself and I think it's important to stay there, you know, stay within your standard, I guess.
Yeah. One of the things that has been fun about putting together this 2020 Vision Workshop is we've tried to make it so that you have an opportunity to honestly look at yourself and self-assess where you are today, and then give you some tools that will enable you to make that day's task or those goals for that day something that you can embrace and move forward to because you've made the honest assessment and said, you know what, these are the things that I want to accomplish in 2020. And I'm really, really excited about it because it's even made me look at how I'm spending my time and how I'm going to act moving forward to be very purposeful in accomplishing those goals that I'm setting on a daily, weekly, monthly, and ultimately a 2020 basis. You know, and, you know, one of the things like in our podcast a couple weeks ago that you pointed out is, yes, we want to develop 2020 vision, but we want to do it in a 3D view so that we can look at every aspect of our life, our situation, the goals that we're trying to move forward, and we're able to take all of those things into consideration and then develop a plan and act with purpose to execute on those ideas.
Well, and that's the whole part with, you know, the 3D matrix that we're talking about. It's got to morph. It's got to be able to morph as you go through it because you're going to learn a lot about yourself through the whole process. And you may need to change some things. So we not only have to have a plan and a purpose and a goal or a vision, but you also have to be fluid and be able to change that if needed. Make some changes along the way. So, I mean, the thing about the 2020 Vision Workshop that we're doing is it's all based on, I want to say, like what you are intending to accomplish. You really have to know, I don't even know if you really have to know at the moment, but that let's just say you have some kind of desire. Let's just pretend like it's just a desire within you that you're like, I got to do something different. And you don't even know what that is. So this will help you develop and figure out what is it that you're thinking about doing. Because we're working in every aspect of your own mind and your own life and what's happening in your life and working through that process. At the same token, there's also the fact that let's just say, okay, I know I want to, go back to school and I want to be better at learning or educating or however, whatever it is that you're trying to do or build my career or, So from there, you're like, okay, I've got a vision. I've got a goal that I want to do. So then we will work with that too and develop that and develop an action plan. It's all about, you can say and do and, you know, think about what you want to do and plan and plan and plan. But until you put action to it, until you actually execute, it's still just a plan.
Yeah.
It just, still just sits there. So
just a wish.
This is part of the process of making it a reality.
Yeah. So I'm really, really excited. Judy and I are putting the final touches on that hopefully today as we're getting ready to release this for everybody. And so we will have some additional information via our Instagram channel and probably Facebook as well. But we're super, super excited because it has not only helped us think about our 2020 vision, but it has enabled us to look for and identify individual daily tools that will help you and us really make 2020 a year that is driven with a purpose and with a vision to accomplish what you're trying to do.
Let's make 2020 awesome.
It's all about making it awesome. I love that. So, so please, if you're interested, make sure to DM Judy on Instagram at Choose Don't Excuse. Send us an email at choosedontexcuse@gmail.com, and we will have additional information coming very shortly. So I had my brain was stuck on a phrase there, but anyway, but as always, do you have any parting messages that you would like to impart your awesome wisdom?
It's only awesome because I love that I don't have any awesome wisdom for myself, but if I do, it's coming from the Lord. So we have our vision words or our focus words for the year, and mine is savage servant. And it's my phrase, and I want to be savage, like totally driven in all that I do, but remembering that I am the servant of my Heavenly Father, of our Heavenly Father. And that is my whole purpose, because I know if I'm serving Him, then I'm serving you.
Yep.
And serving myself.
And yourself. And my epic word, my word, my vision word, actually have changed.
Oh, you did?
Yes. And it all came about actually the last 2 days. So if you heard our episode last week, I said that my vision word for 2020 was going to be elite. And I still like that word. It's still going to be part of my overall intentions and purpose for 2020, but my new word is epic. And the reason why I've changed it to be epic is because I want 2020 to be epic for me, for my family. I want to be able to have an epic impact on people that we serve, that I serve, and I want it to be truly extraordinary, epic for 2020. So new word,
yeah. Epic. Hey, and I think that we can always add words throughout the year.
Yeah, so I'm still going to be using elite, but I want it to be an epic year. I want to. I've been thinking a lot about this because I've been, doing the Elite Speaker Academy ESA, and I'm working with people that are really trying to have an impact on people. And you talk about being a savage servant. And I'm like, yeah, I really like that, servant. I was like, you know what? I need to have an impact. I don't want to just improve myself. I want to impact everybody for good. Yep. Anybody in my circle.
Exactly. Well, so, and this is our circle.
This
Y'all
is our
part
circle.
Of my circle.
So anyway, well, thank you guys for joining us. Make sure to give us a like, a review, and subscribe. We always appreciate you joining the conversation. And as always, mahalo.